Lesson 25, The Promise to David. Yahweh telleth thee that he will make thee a house. Reading, 2 Samuel chapter 7. Objective, to show the meaning of the promise that Yahweh made to David. To explain why resurrection is the essential doctrine of the promise to David. Background. David now dwelled at rest in Jerusalem. His own palace was complete, and now one thing troubled him. The Ark of Yahweh was still in the tent that David had set up for it. He wanted to build a permanent house for Yahweh to dwell in. David requests to build a house. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 to 9. David felt uncomfortable about the contrast between his own house of cedar and the curtains within which the Ark of God dwelt. He explained his concern to Nathan. Seeing David's enthusiasm, he encouraged him, "Do all that is in thine heart, for Yahweh is with thee." But Nathan had responded on the spur of the moment, and that night Yahweh told Nathan that he did not want David to build a house for him, but rather that Yahweh had intended to build a house for David. However, David's desire certainly pleased Yahweh. Thou didst well that it was in thy heart. Nathan's message stated that Yahweh had never asked for a solid dwelling, but had been content with a tent and a tabernacle. He also reminded David that it was Yahweh who had done everything for him, bringing him from a shepherd to be the leader of his people. Could a man really make a dwelling for the God of the universe? When Solomon eventually built a temple, he realized that the heavens could not contain Yahweh. How much less this house that I have builded. The real dwelling of Yahweh is with the humble who tremble or have reverence for his word. It is these people that God is building up into a house. Why did Yahweh not want David to build him a house? It was later explained that David could not build a house because he had shed much blood. It was therefore left to his son Solomon, whose name means peace, to build a house. He represents, or is a type of, Christ, the Prince of Peace, who shall build and enter the glorious house of prayer. What house would Yahweh build David? The house that Yahweh was to build David was a line of descendants, or seed, to sit upon his throne. The great seed of David is Christ, who will reign over David's throne for 1,000 years. The promise then applies to all the seed of David, to Solomon, whom Yahweh had chose to be his son, and built a house for Yahweh's glory, to David's descendants, who reigned upon his throne from Solomon to Zedekiah, and to Christ, who would be the seed who would finally fulfill the purpose. The key elements of the promise. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10 to 17. There are seven key elements to this promise. Number one, Israel to be settled in the land and at peace with all nations. Yahweh promised that he would appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more. This has never been the case. Although Israel have been partially regathered, they do not live in peace, although hundreds of years after David, the prophets repeated the same words. I will perform that good thing which I have promised. Judah shall be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. They shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will plant them upon their land. Solomon reigned over Israel in a time of rest from war, with their enemies conquered in the reign of David. Number two, David's own seed would be established in his kingdom. When thy days be fulfilled, that is after David's death, Yahweh would set up David's literal seed, out of thy bowels, as king. Peter taught the people that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. The Apostle Paul plainly tells us that of David's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. Under the reign of Solomon, the kingdom of Israel at that time was the kingdom of Yahweh. Number three, the seed to build an house for God's name. David's seed will build a house for my name. There are two houses referred to. A spiritual house of people who as lively stones are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, growing unto a holy temple of the Lord. And a literal building, which will be built as a house of prayer for all nations. Solomon built a house which pointed forward to one to be built by Christ. Number four, God as well as David to be his father. This seed would be different from all other men. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5, these words are quoted of Jesus Christ. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary, he told her that her seed would be the son of the highest, and the Lord God would give unto him the throne of his father David. Jesus was, as David's flesh and blood descendant, a mortal man, with all the natural tendencies to sin that we have. But he was God's own son, and so he was able to triumph over sin and death. David thought about this part of the promise and prophesied the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell or the grave. Solomon was also called the son of God. Number 5. God works with David's seed despite their iniquities. David's seed started with Solomon and followed right down to Christ. Yahweh knew that some of them would be wicked men, and yet he would continue to work with David's house to achieve his purpose despite the iniquity of David's seed. In the Psalms, this idea is explained further. If his children forsake my law, if they break my statutes, then I will visit their transgressions with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Christ did no sin. It was necessary for him to be sinless for the purpose of his Father to be effective. Therefore, these thoughts of committing iniquity and chastisement do not apply to Christ personally. We must again take up the picture of the Son of God, as Christ being the head of the ecclesia, being the body. Unlike the head, those who make up the body are not sinless. They are prone to sin and require the chastening of a father to develop godly characters. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Number 6. God's mercy to stay with David's son. God's mercy would not be taken from his son as it was taken from Saul. God rejected Saul because of his unfaithfulness. This son was sure to be faithful. Those who make up his body and follow the example of the head will not be rejected. Christ was raised from the dead to receive immortality. Acts chapter 13, verse 33 to 34 tells us that this was the sure mercies of David. His resurrection confirmed that the promises to David would be fulfilled. All the faithful in Christ will also receive the sure mercies of David when Christ returns. Number 7. David's throne to be established forever before him. This was a wonderful promise to David, that he would be there to see his seed set up on his throne. The restoration of David's throne becomes a clear teaching in the Bible. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David. And will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David. Basic Bible teaching, resurrection. An essential teaching of the promise to David is the resurrection of Christ and David. In the promise, David was told that his seed would sit on his throne after his death, but it would be in his presence. How could this be? Only through David being raised from the dead to see Christ reigning as king, and so he wrote, Thou shalt quicken me again and bring me up from the depths of the earth. As he thought about the promise, he realized that for the promises to be fulfilled, his seed, Messiah, must be raised from the dead. If he was David's seed according to the flesh, then he must be mortal, and yet he will reign forever. How can this be? Only through Christ being raised from the dead. David thought this through carefully, and then, being a prophet, he spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. Why Christ must be the seed who fulfills the promise. This promise could not have been fulfilled in Solomon and his descendants because, many years later, the prophet still spoke of the fulfillment of the promises. The terms of the promises to David are quoted in the New Testament of Christ. And the last descendant of the line of David to reign from David's throne was Zedekiah, who was a profane and wicked prince. He was deposed, and the kingship remains empty until he comes whose right it is, and Yahweh will give it him. Principle for living. Appreciate God's promises. Peter speaks about God's promises as exceeding great and precious promises. David was overawed at the promise that Yahweh had given to him and felt his own unworthiness. Who am I, O Lord God? Not only did he feel the privilege of knowing the promise, but he felt the privilege for his people Israel, whom God went to redeem for himself. Yahweh had shown himself to be their God and they to be his people. The promises we have received should make us wonder at the love of God towards his Son and to us. Every day we must think of the blessings to be called to the promises. Through the promises, we can escape the corruption of the world and have a hope of receiving the divine nature. The knowledge of the promises should humble us to continually appreciate the greatness of the blessing. Summary. David wanted to build Yahweh a house, but Yahweh's plan was to build David a house. Yahweh promised David that he would have a seed who would reign over David's throne forever. The promise requires that Christ be raised from the dead, not to see corruption, and that David himself would be raised from the dead. David was moved by the greatness of the privilege that Yahweh had placed upon him, that he would see his seed reigning for the kingdom age on his throne restored.